Thank you, Durward. Nice of you and Gary to leave us all this nice, fresh air for broadcasting.
Said they had a good show, didn't they?
Always a good show. Could I sing now?
That's a good idea.
Cared about fortunes and such, never cared much, but look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new girl in the world. Never knew love was like this. With a new heart, brand new start, gonna be a Mrs., not miss. So I'm the girl who turned out of love. Yes, I'm the girl who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now.
Bing really should move in here, shouldn't he?
A very logical suggestion, Ken.
Bing, will you contribute a song to the proceedings?
Oh, of course I will, Ken. I'm glad to do it anytime.
Rain, let us cuddle while the rain pitter patters on the pane and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely, peaceful afternoon. No one can see us pouring. It's so cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain if she's with you. To hold her hand, and then it's 10 to 1, you kiss her in the rain. Rain, rain.
Let me tell you something about submarine vegetables.
Submarine vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here, Ken? You pushing kelp and seaweed? Have you gone food faddest on us?
Oh, no. By submarine vegetables, I mean regular vegetables, such as carrots and peas, things like that.
You can grow carrots and peas underwater now?
Well, you can, in a submarine.
You know, somehow or other, I never thought of gardening in a submarine.
You didn't really?
Mm-hmm.
Why, being you're way behind the times, it's all
so.
A thing now. Actually, a submarine is the place to get real fresh vegetables.
You mean, you really mean to say they're growing vegetables in our submarines?
That's right. They are on the Polaris, the atomic submarine Polaris, and other atomic subs will have vegetable gardens too, I suppose.
Must be a very compact garden.
Well, they're just 3-foot planters. They're like big flower boxes. And they're called hydroponic garden kits.
Hydroponic gardens and submarines. What next?
Can you imagine going to Annapolis just to learn truck gardening?
Or joining the subservice to become chief petty officer in charge of Brussels sprouts.
How about stopping here for a song?
How about these submarine vegetables?
Yeah. More about them later.
Okay.
Now to get back to those hydroponic vegetables down there 20,000 leagues under the sea. If you're on the Polaris sub, you get fresh carrots and peas and fresh lettuce, too, right out of the hydroponic garden kit.
They got fresh fish down there, too?
Well, no, not right in the sub.
They've got fresh fish all around the sub on the outside.
On the outside looking in. Seems strange to me that they don't have fresh fish if they have fresh vegetables.
Well, I imagine the fish on the sub is fresh frozen fish.
No, I mean fish in tanks, like you have in French restaurants. You know, you see what you want, and you point at it, and they're alive, and you pick them out. And...
No, nothing like that. Now, let's not make a French restaurant out of the Polaris.
But in all that water, gee, I think there'd be fresh fish.
Oh, Bing, so far, no aquariums in the Polaris yet.
They'll have them. Don't you worry, Bing. Everything's going to be fresh.
Oh, that's for sure. The Navy Department's going to handle that.
The hydroponic garden. What a wonderful way to produce carrots and lettuce and peas and whatever.
Hey, Ken, what do they do for sunlight?
Yes, doesn't it take sun to grow vegetables?
Well, you see, the vegetables are planted in a chemical growth of some sort, and the sun is fluorescent lights.
Oh, fluorescent sunlight.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to raise a crop underseas with these fluorescent lights, you know, and the special chemical soil and all that?
Well, it seems that lettuce grows in about 3 weeks, and carrots and peas take about four.
Zoot. Gee, it beats outdoor garden all to pieces, doesn't it?
And I'll bet there's no crabgrass down there in the submarine,
no.
Either.
Oh, no, this garden's very selective. What you plant in this garden is what comes up, that's all.
That's a vegetable Shangri-La, that hydroponic garden.
Oh, I want to tell you, a submarine's a real place for fresh vegetables. I can see that. Who knows, perhaps there'll be a U-boat with a fresh lamb aboard.
You did say U-boat, didn't you?
Oh,
I presume that U-boat is spelled E-W-E-boat.
I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we'd end this with a little pun. A U-boat, a little lamb boat with fresh lamb aboard. You see it all?
Little pun.
Ties in.
Very small, yes. Plenty of all. Getting kind of hot in here. I think I'll step out
for a
moment.
It was said in pure fun, Ken,
really?
Only. Yes.
Okay.
I don't wish that this be recorded for posterity or anything like that. Don't go get a chisel out now and carve it into the cornerstone. This is no motto, no great saying.
I figured that out for myself. I think we'd all better hide behind a song now, shouldn't we?
Oh, come now. You think it's necessary to hide just because we said U-boat, spelled E-W-E?
Oh, boy.
Think of an evening in June under a crystal-like moon. Think of an old Spanish tune. You're in Avalon Town. Closing your eyes for a while. Picture a tropical isle. Studded with flowers that smile. You're in Avalon Town. Romance lingers through every hour. Romance beckons with all her power to you. Think about old Captain Kidd. Think of the chest that he hid. Dream that you've opened the lid. You're in Avalon Town. Picture a tropical isle, flowers that smile, you're in Avalon Town. Romance lingers through every hour. Romance beckons with all her power to you. Think about old Captain Kidd, dream of the chest that he hid. Dream that you've opened the lid, you're in Avalon Town. Avalon Town.
Buddy Cole takes charge now, Buddy and the Boys, with Almost in Your Arms. This is going to feature Buddy on the piano, of course.
Rosie, would you reach over there and pick a ditty from the rack?
Fine, Bing. What'll we do? Something dramatic or something light?
I'd like to go a little heavy. I seem to be in the mood for something with depth. Something a fellow can get his teeth in. Something dramatic.
Mm. How about singing We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye? That gripping enough for you?
Ooh, that's grim. Stark, somber. You know, I may even peel an onion to induce a few tears during the number.
Don't you dare.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. But we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. And we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'll tune us in tomorrow, we'll provide you with a program that's as green and crisp, as fresh as lettuce from a hydroponic garden.
We'll see you then, folks.
So long, and thanks for listening. Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.